Shame. 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 Shame.
Hello, welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ, and it's time for round three of No Shame, where I challenge my fellow rock podcasters to come on the show and admit to liking some songs that maybe they hesitate to admit to, or maybe they should be embarrassed, or some people would be embarrassed to admit to liking these songs. But I've done this twice already, so today I'm going to be up to probably 30 songs. And I'm still not out. I'm still, you know, I can keep doing this forever. But
So can Randy. So you guys are a match made in heaven.
Yeah. So joining me today from That Dandy Classic Music Hour, did I get that right? Got Randy W. Hall and Handsome Dan.
Yes. Why does everybody laugh after they say Handsome Dan? I never understand that.
Because it seems crazy to say that about a grown ass man.
Oh, just stop.
We're ready to talk about some music we have no shame in liking.
That's fine.
You know, I really do have no shame. I haven't been remotely embarrassed to admit to liking almost any of these songs because I don't really, who cares? But I don't want to go down in history as the Shania Twain guy. That's not really, that would kind of suck if that became if that's what I was known for. Oh, that guy that likes Shania Twain. But it's all in good fun, and I try to pick songs on purpose that are funny or embarrassing, even though it's not really embarrassing for me, but I try to do it. I try to embarrass myself.
I'm going to match you probably.
Everyone has a fetish.
But you guys, your show covers a very wide spectrum. It's a lot different than mine in terms of, you went from And Justice for All to Portishead to Duran Duran or something. So, and your two newest episodes are about House of Pain, which, seriously,
I've seen all those other acts too.
Yeah. So, I won't be listening to your House of Pain episodes, probably.
Our next one is going to be the British Invasion, and then the one after that's country music. So
country music.
I mean, we're everywhere, man. We're all over it.
Yeah, but I mean, what does country music mean?
You know? You'll see.
You'll see. You have to wait till the podcast. That's right. A great teaser right there. Oh, you're such a big marketing strategist, you are.
Genius. Such a subtle genius over here. Yeah, but we... our whole thing is we have a very broad spectrum of music we like and enjoy. The only thing is it has to be good music. So aside from our Moldy Mondays episode and this No Shame episode, if it's good music, we'll talk about it at some point. That's kind of our stick. That and Dan's excellent intros. Have you listened to our show, BJ, and heard some of these crazy intros this guy comes up with?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Even if I didn't like us.
It's not therapeutic and a little OCD.
If I didn't like us or know us, I would still just tune in just to hear this guy's intros, because he comes up with some crazy
stuff. Wow, so would I, Randy.
But you know, I would say it's debatable whether or not House of Pain is good music.
It's definitely mood music.
I can agree with you there. It's not everybody's taste. You know, it's kind of like a rosé in a Cabernet Merlot world. You know?
I know it's all subjective. I mean, I have very strong opinions about certain things I don't like, but it's just a matter of taste. And if you like it, you like it. It's and who knows why people like certain things. But
boom, shalak, lock, boom. All right now, I'm pretty sure we're the only people who've talked about House of Pain for a few hours on a podcast. So.
I hope so.
That's probably the best way to say that. Well, all righty then.
All right, so who wants to go first?
We want you to go first.
All right.
Yeah. I'm kind of scared. I don't know what I'm doing, so someone else has to do
all
it
right.
first.
Well, all right, so I've got a good one for my first pick. And, you know, if I try to go embarrassing, like you guys said, you're doing an episode about country music. Well, there's really almost nothing I hate more than contemporary country pop music.
Amen.
Especially the stuff with the fake twang in the voice, the way, you know, there's a certain way they have to sing. It's almost like a lot of this music, you couldn't even identify it as country music except for the way they sing. That's really like the only identifying factor left.
Sometimes, even that, it depends.
The twang and the insincerity that get me, BJ.
And sometimes they work a little bit of slide guitar in there. You know, otherwise it could be a song off Adrenalize, but, you know, they've got a twang in the voice, a little bit of slide guitar, and now it's country. But so, you know, I admitted to Shania Twain on a previous episode, and so if I'm really trying to embarrass myself, I've got a song here. It's a mid-tempo country pop ballad. In which the narrator, a mother, is expressing her wishes for the future of her children. It's a song called "I Hope You Dance" by Leanne Womack.
Oh my God, I can't believe that.
You know, I am not ashamed to say I have no idea what the F that is.
Oh, you know what my favorite part of that is?
What?
Is like there's like somewhere in the middle where it kind of slows down, and all of a sudden it's like dance to sit it out or dance. Shame with that.
Yeah, I like it. It's just a classic tearjerker song.
I would say that's you know, begrudgingly enough, I'd say that's good country writing in the pop sort of marketplace kind of thing. You know, I reluctantly concur.
Well, I mean, and what even makes it country? She doesn't sing with that forced voice, and it's like, just a ballad. It's really just a ballad.
Yeah, it's just a ballad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
But Randy doesn't even know what it is, so.
So we'll get some edumacation on this one.
It's a good one. It's like you'll hear it in any, like, Walgreens.
Or a down-and-out Rite Aid?
Maybe, I don't know.
I mean, it's corny to the max, but.
It is corny, but, I mean, she's like, now, who's this? Is this, like, Leanne Womack?
Yeah, Leanne Womack, yeah.
Yeah, and, I've bumped into her a couple of times because, of course, you know, living in Nashville, you kind of, like, bump into all these people. So I'm like, oh, that's the, I used to work at the Country Music Hall of Fame. So I was like, oh, that's Leanne Womack. I'm like, that's the dance lady. So I was like, all right. So yeah, I'm all hip to that jive, yo.
I'm not.
It's fine. 2 points, 1 point for BJ, 1 point for me, 0 for Randy.
All right. So we're keeping score now. That's great.
You got to get points, man.
That's what I want to hear.
All right. So who's going to go, Randy or Dan?
Remandy.
Remandy.
Yeah. Remandy. I'm ready.
All right, go, Remandy.
All right, well, I think what we should do, y'all, is get this party started.
Ooh.
With some Pink.
P-I-N-K. Oh, God.
From her Misunderstood album.
Right.
Her sophomore album.
Sophomore.
You know, there's not much Pink music I would subscribe to, but this is like pop music at its most infectious. It makes me want to get onto that dance floor and shake my groove.
It seems like she's like driving this like slick car from the Cotton Club back in the day with like a brimmed hat, like fedora style, getting ready to like, you know, get the party started. Like she's on her way.
I'm coming out, so you better get this party started.
I'm coming out,
you better. Yeah, that's my pick.
I thought you said coming up, but is it coming out?
I thought she said I'm coming out.
Oh, okay.
Maybe
that's
BJ.
That's
do
up
you
for
know
a huge debate right there?
BJ, is she saying I'm coming up or I'm coming out?
Yeah, I thought it was coming up.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
There we go. You passed some legislation. 2-1.
2-1, right there, man.
But yeah, that's I've always been partial to that song, and you know what? I'm a little bit ashamed.
Yes, as you should be. But yeah, I get where you're coming from, though.
But it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Here, let me hug you.
Yeah, I don't really like anything by Pink, but she's not the worst, you know.
I guess that brings it to you, Mr. Handsome Dan.
Mine's going to be an odds and sods type of list, I will say like this, because this is a guilty, I don't know what this is, but my number 10... This
it's
is
not ranked.
This is gonna be out of the ordinary. Blue Christmas by Elvis.
What's this? Why, it's a letter for me. Dear Santa,
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
And you hear those like girls in the background, they all kind of sound like they're like down and out. They got asthma and stuff like that in the background.
I do know this one.
Yeah, it's like just hot. And I'll sing to it, you know, like at that time of the year. And I'll kind of dig it, but like it's not like I'm going to be like, you know, out on a hot day in July, you know, like cranking this out. Like, yeah, everybody, Blue Christmas. Yeah.
Hey, guess what? It is a hot day in July.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not going to be doing that.
Is that what makes it a no shame?
I guess so. You know, it's just like, that's where my mind goes. You guys talk about these things, I'm like, I go to Blue Christmas.
Elvis is cool almost always.
Almost always.
See what Dan goes by is, would you have your window rolled down when you're listening to these songs? And if the answer is no, then that makes it a no shame eligible track. Because I definitely wouldn't have my windows rolled down.
That would scare me to do that.
But at any rate. Do you have any thoughts on that, BJ?
Yeah, that's an interesting pick. I mean, I guess that's not a song you would listen to year-round, right? I don't know.
All right, BJ, what you got? What you got, man?
BJ, what do you have?
Well, I was going to try to Rickroll you guys for my next pick, but I'm not sure. Do you guys know what that is, even?
Everybody knows
All
that.
All right, maybe I should have done it then. This song, Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley, it is a catchy song, and... I mean, even back when this video was on MTV all the time, me and my friend Dan would just laugh our asses off at the way he was dancing in the video. I can completely understand why it became an internet meme, because it was just hilarious to watch. I mean, that's a white guy dancing, right? It's such an awkward, so awkward.
My problem with Rick Astley, BJ, has always been that his two hits, I can never tell the difference between the two songs.
Yeah, right. Well, what's the other? What is the other one?
Which one did you pick?
Never Gonna Give You Up, yeah.
Together Forever.
Oh, yeah, Together Forever. That was even bigger, right? That was even a bigger hit, I think, at the time, at least.
What's crazy about that is just, like, his look never matched up with his voice.
Yeah, no. Exactly. He looks like Howdy Doody, and then his voice is just insanely deep.
It's like Richie Cunningham's bastard younger brother came up dancing around like he was, like, in Crisscross or something like that, and then this voice comes out of him that's, like, you know, like, many years older than he looks.
That's Luther Vandross.
Yeah,
that's Howdy Doody's body.
Yeah, that's it.
So, are you ready? Are you ready for my next selection?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, now we're gonna get into the '80s pretty hot and heavy here. So bear with me. I want to talk about a young man by the name of Jermaine Jackson.
Ooh.
He had a tremendous single that still haunts me to this day, guys. And that song is called "Do What You Do." you guys know that one, don't you?
Why don't you do what you said when you...
Oh, I don't know.
That song.
And that song.
Do what you do. Something no one likes to talk about.
Jermaine Jackson. Thank you.
And this song, like, my mom listened to a lot of Light FM, and this list is surely going to show that off. But this one always was welcome to my ears, and I still like this song, and I'm not ashamed to say that.
I'm looking at my list, and none of my stuff makes sense. I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh, I'm that guy at the party.
You're that guy, huh?
Yeah, I'm that guy.
Well, you gotta dance with who you came with.
I gotta dance with who I came with. Okay, my number 9 is "You Know My Name" by the Beatles.
That's not a... Are you kidding me?
I told you, like, I just... I'm like this. None of this makes sense.
That's a good song.
I wouldn't say it was a great song.
What's the Beatles?
But yeah.
Yeah, I never expected the Beatles to show up on No Shame.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm going to take this in a really different direction here.
Thank you. I'm glad I could pave the way.
I mean, my next song is a song about a heavy steel ball that is usually hung from a crane and is used for demolishing large buildings.
Are you going to do what I think you're going to do?
Yeah. But I was just telling you guys, I saw Weird Al last night, and, you know, he did a polka medley of, like, recent hits. But they did this awesome thing where on the video screen behind him, they had the actual videos for the real songs synced up so that the whole time when Weird Al was singing the polka versions of the songs,
nice.
His voice was synced up with their lips. So Miley Cyrus was back there, you know, the ripoff of the Sinead O'Connor video with a close up of her face with crying, singing the song, and yet Weird Al's doing a polka version, perfectly synced up.
Well, you know what, BJ, I got your back on this. I actually kind of like this song.
It's a really good song. I mean, if you just you got to get past who Miley Cyrus is, Hannah Montana, Billy Ray Cyrus, all of that shit, and just listen to it as a song. It's actually a really good song, I think, with a really good melody.
There must be a mixtape that I made with this on it. Don't look too hard for it, Dan.
I won't.
But I still make mixtapes from time to time.
Like actual tapes?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I'm that guy.
Wow.
I'm the purist. So does that make me it's my turn now?
That means it's your turn.
Yeah.
Oh, the spotlight is on you.
I think I'm really making an ass of myself, and I should keep that up here.
Yep, keep doing it.
So I got one that's kind of out of the oldie bin here from 1981 or two. I'm not sure. The title is from a Humphrey Bogart movie, and it was hit wonder. That would be our good friend, your boy and mine, Bertie Higgins. That would be Key Largo.
We had it all,
just like Bogie and Bacall.
Wow.
Yeah. Starring our own Late Late Show, sailing away to Key Largo. Yeah, it's that little music thing in the background that goes.
Oh, yeah, he's looking at you, kid.
He's looking at you, kid. Yeah. That's one. That's one for you.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Yeah.
That's like in the seas and it gets a little choppy.
That's your down and out Rite Aid track right there. But, you know, it comes on, and you know who's going to listen to it? Me.
We had it all. Just like Bogie and Bacall. Starring in our own Late Late Show. Sailing away to Key Largo. Here's looking at you, kid. Missing all the things we did. We can find it once again.
So, Dan, what song are you going to come up with that's really not that bad?
Well, my song is going to be, I can't remember the, you guys will know the name of the group, so that'll be good because I can't remember. But the song is called Abracadabra.
Oh, Steve Miller.
There you go.
You kidding me?
Black panties with an angel's face.
Abracadabra. I'm going to reach out and grab you.
I get up, I can't go down. My something, something, round
can't,
and round.
You can't cool down.
Yeah, there you go. I can't remember.
I bet you BJ knows. That seems like it'd be up his alley.
No, that's terrible.
So BJ, you've been all over the damn map. Where are you going this time?
Yeah, my next artist was born Brenda Webb, and she's the younger sister by 19 years of Loretta Lynn.
Oh, okay.
And she had 20 number one hits on the country charts in the 70s and 80s, but this was her biggest crossover hit. It reached number 2 on Billboard. And Crystal Gayle actually has blue eyes. So if they were brown at some point, something did in fact make them blue.
This is the donut song, right?
I love this song. I think it's great.
Donut. Yeah, yeah. It's yeah. But when I was young, we all called it the donut song.
Why'd you call it the donut
song? Donut make my brown eyes blue?
Oh, see?
Look what you've shown
Look
me.
Look what I've shown you. Welcome to the party 30 years
wow.
later.
Wow.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I can dig that, man. It was like very elegantly whimsical in a strange kind of forbidden adulterous kind of way.
I heard this in a mall when I was mall walking this winter, and it kind of stopped me in my tracks because it was like something from my past came back to haunt me. I hadn't heard that song in like 20 years. So you got that going for you.
Wow. I like that. Plus, it makes me think of Crystal Gayle. And Chris, you know, I don't know if you know this, but she's just fine.
Yeah, I like
Crystal Gayle is fine.
That's just a classy name. Crystal Gayle.
And she had the hair that went like all the way down to her feet.
Well, BJ, you guys have been dancing all around this particular song.
Oh, no.
On your your previous No Shame episodes.
Oh,
but I don't think anybody's picked it. And if I'm wrong, you can correct me. But I believe These Dreams by Heart has been spoken of but never picked.
Yeah, right. Because it was on the same tape with We Built This City that Bernie Taupin passed around. Yeah.
Well, anyway, nothing against Starship, but These Dreams by Heart, I mean, what a great song. It's just a great pop song.
These dreams go on.
So Dan, what do you got, dog?
Dude, this is gonna blow your minds.
Probably.
I mean, it's just gonna make you think sideways about things for a few minutes.
Sideways.
So get ready for it. Prepare. Brace yourselves. Hocus Pocus by Focus.
What the? That
That's a sweet song.
Yeah, that's awesome. My next song, my last pick, Don't It Make My Brown Eyes Blue, was number 2 on Billboard, and the reason it only made it to number 2 is because it was kept out of the top spot by this next song, which it was number 1 for 10 straight weeks, I think, at the time. It was written by Joseph Brooks for the film of the same name, a movie he also wrote and directed, and the song won the Oscar in 77. The version from the movie was not the hit. It was not until Pat Boone's daughter, Debbie Boone, released a version of it that it went to number 1. It's a song called You Light Up My Life.
Wow.
So many nights I'd sit by my window waiting for someone to sing.
Dear Lord.
I can't even defend this one, man.
That's a great song.
I can pretty much defend the indefensible, but that's tough. You light up my life?
Yeah, it's great.
Wow. So, do you guys remember the follow-up to Saturday Night Fever, the movie Staying Alive?
What? You know what I want to do?
What?
Strut.
Yeah.
Yeah, this song is a cheesy masterpiece if I've ever heard one in my life. I mean, it's got it all, buddy. It's got that 80s synth over the top, overheated drama that you like. It's got the I can't even imitate the musical interludes that they do, the background that they would use on most sports highlight shows in the 80s and 90s. This song, Far From Over. God, man. Yeah, so that's the kind of stuff you should have picked.
Okay. Well, see, I would have picked something like that, Randy.
Yeah.
But I'm too shy.
Oh, okay. Is that what you
hush,
are?
Hush, hush, eye to eye.
Shy. Hey, didn't somebody pick a Neverending Story by Lamal?
Yeah, oh, that would be me.
Yep, wow. That's what I thought.
Well, what is the proper pronunciation of the band's name? Is it Kaja?
Kaja Gugu.
Kaja Goo Goo.
Is that really
it? Kaja Goo Goo to you too, sir.
Yeah, that does sound like some sort of greeting or a fuck off or something in another
language.
You know,
it's probably discarded lyrics from The Walrus by the Beatles, maybe, you know.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
So you're picking two. Shy.
That's what I'm talking about.
I kind of like this
one. I pick
one.
An odd one. I pick a good one.
I think I actually said when I picked Neverending Story that I didn't like Too Shy.
So, yeah, but this, I mean, Neverending Story... You know, it's a good one.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I mean, if you're into that kind of stuff.
I was 10 and I liked it. Too Shy. This is like roller rink rock to me.
Yeah.
I like most of those 80s hits, but Too Shy is just not one of them that I ever really liked.
You're too shy. Hush, hush, I do I. Too shy. Hush, hush, I do I. Too shy. Hush, hush, I do I. Too shy, hush, hush.
I don't think you guys are going to know my next pick, probably. It's a 1995 single by a German dance group. they were called the Real McCoy, and the song's called Another Night. Do you know
this? Yeah, I know. Oh, dude, I know. My knowledge of bad pop music is long.
Okay. I might even know, like sing a line or something.
Another night, another dream, but always you. I don't know the words, but and then there's like the talk to me, you know, the guy. I don't know how I feel about his vocal delivery.
Wow, that makes me just want to find it just so I can understand what's going on in your head.
It's a really good hook. Really good hook on this song. Just another night is all that it takes to understand.
So are you ready?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So we're going to leave the 80s for a minute, and because I've been picking all these 80s songs. I'm going to go with one from the heart of the 70s, probably 77 or so. The Bee Gees wrote this classic, and they gave it to one-hit wonder Samantha Sang. And this was her only hit, called Emotions. It's just emotions taking me over.
Oh, wow.
Wrapped up inside. It's probably because it's one of my very first memories as a child. I was born in 1975, and I remember like listening to this in my parents' car and just singing along. Anyway, yeah, that's my next unfortunate pick.
Well, that's just fine. And continuing on, I'm Dan Menard, and I am, I was talking to my sister about this the other day, and you know, she was like, I really love Dirty Dancing, and I'm like, oh, she's like the wind.
Oh God,
she's like that wind.
Really?
In my. Well, it's great because he sounds like it's his first time singing anywhere. You can almost just hear him reading it off the paper, looking at the producer, like asking, like, "Is that okay?"
I remember this damn video from VH1 back in the day. They would play the shit out of it, and just being like, "How does he get to sing, and people with talent don't?"
Just a fool to believe I am anything she needs. You're like, "What key is that in?" No, it doesn't.
God.
Just get on the gravy train. Let's ride this thing.
Well, Patrick Swayze, rest in peace. This was terrible.
Meanwhile, we can't rest in peace. This song is playing.
She's like the wind through my tree. Right tonight next to me, she leads me through moonlight, only to burn me with the sun. She's taking my heart, but she doesn't know what she's done. Feel her breath in my face, her body close to me. Can't look in her eyes, she's out of my league. Just a fool to believe I have anything she needs. She's like the wind.
All right, BJ, what do you got for us, homie?
My next pick is a song by... She was actually the first African-American Miss America, but she ended up having to relinquish her crown when Penthouse bought and published nude photos. Yeah, Vanessa Williams, a song called Save the Best for Last. It was a number one hit in 1992.
Well, you should save the best for last.
Yeah, you're right.
I have a tough time with this one.
Yeah, I also read that Hugh Hefner turned those pictures down before Penthouse bought them. Yeah.
Sometimes it's
Yeah, you're right, though. I should have made it my last song. I blew it on that one.
That's okay. Next time.
Oh, BJ, it's okay. This might be the last song in Dan's music. Okay, are you ready for my next abomination?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get a little urban in this piece. I'm going to pick a song by David Banner. No, not the Incredible Hulk's alter ego, but a rapper. And his terrible song that I actually like, called Like a Pimp. Are you familiar with Like a Pimp?
No, I have no idea.
Well, I wish I could be there to see the look on your face, BJ, when you chew it up and put it on your show, because it would be priceless, I'm sure. Because this song is probably all that's wrong with rap since about 1998, but it's so damn catchy. So everybody, here's a little urban sway for you, Like a Pimp. David Banner.
That's gonna be a first. Yeah, that's gonna be a first for Rock and or Roll, I think. Playing a rap song. I'm trying to think.
But yeah, is it Mr. Menard's turn?
Yep.
Handsome one. What do you got for us?
What I have for you is one of my first 45 singles that I ever got. The hint of it is that the other side of the B-side was a song called Meltdown.
Oh, okay.
The other side was Hot Girls in Love.
I have realized in recent years what a great voice Mike Reno had.
Yeah.
Because he really is. There's certain songs where he sounds like almost like Eric Martin from Mr. Big and stuff, but then he could do a lot of different things. He was a great singer. But I don't think a lot of people noticed.
Hey, I have a saying about people I like that, BJ, where they have a great instrument or a great talent and they totally waste it on commercial bullshit and not artistic integrity. And I call it drawing Garfields. It's like having the talent of a Picasso, but instead of making great paintings and art with it, you choose to draw Garfields with it. It's your turn.
All right. When I do these lists, sometimes I'm not sure if a song is embarrassing or not. Like, I had no idea if saying I liked Forever in Blue Jeans by Neil Diamond was embarrassing, and that got the biggest negative. That got the most negative reaction out of Aaron and Chris on that last episode. So,
dancing, it don't walk.
I love that song, but they really were flabbergasted by that one. So this song.
There'd be no question.
This next song, it was at number one for 16 weeks in the UK, and it was number one for 7 weeks in the US, and nominated for an Oscar. And rumor has it was possibly written about Princess Di, because the guy who sings it supposedly had an affair with her.
Interesting.
It's a song by Bryan Adams called Everything I Do It For You.
Oh
my gosh, I feel so creepy right now.
Hey, that belongs on this episode.
Oh, dear God.
It still belongs on this episode.
And it's funny because, like, Randy, your hands are, like, occupied, but I feel like there's a hand on my leg.
Violated.
Oh, man, this is so not good for me right now. That raspy, like, look in my eyes. I'm like, what the hell?
I think it's a great song, but that's just me.
Mira mis ojos y verás que siento por ti. Explora en tu ser, me hallarás, no buscarás más. Dime sabes que sí, todo lo que hago, lo hago por ti. Look into your eyes.
I was talking a little ways back there about drawing Garfields, and nobody drew better Garfields in the 1980s than Peter Cetera. This man drew all kinds of them. I think Peter Cetera's got a wonderful voice, but he lends it to such terrible material at times. And but this one he does with Amy Grant, God help us all. Next time I fall in love with that diabolical bastard David Foster. I don't know what it is about this song. It's that little, it's like that little instrumental thing in the background. I can't replicate it with my voice, but it's kind of holds the whole stupid affair together for me, and I like it. So sue me. So sue me. Next time I fall in love, it's Peter Cetera drawing some Garfields with, you know, in this video, Amy Grant looks very attractive in a wholesome way. So. There's that.
I think I hate that song.
Love, like a road.
cosmic car. My cosmic car. Cosmic car. My cosmic car. Cosmic car. My cosmic car. You guys know My Cosmic Car?
I don't know My Cosmic Car.
BJ, come on.
No.
You don't know Cosmic Car?
Help a brother out.
Do you know who does it? Because I can't remember who does it. But look at like My Cosmic Car. It kind of predates sort of electronic music. It's really kind of cool, but it's really kind of corny, and there's no sort of fine way to sort of define it. So that is my pick. Pick that, find that, listen to that. Debate that, like it, and then we're off to the races.
I've never heard this in my entire
life. Cosmic Car, folks. You heard it here first. Handsome Dan Menard from that dandy classic music hour.
Is it Cybertron?
Cybertron! The planet that the Transformers came from.
Wait, they're from Detroit.
That's right.
Okay.
So no wonder you picked it.
It's really good. It's
and
really
their guitarist good. Was named John Five, but it's a different guy.
Oh, yeah, man.
Cybertron.
There's
Optimus Prime and Megatron and all those
It's awesome, man. I think you will just be like a giddy schoolgirl once you get into it.
So this is supposed to be a bad song?
It's supposed... Well, you'll just have to hear it.
I'll have to hear it.
Yep.
Well, my next one is maybe going to be the most recent song we're going to talk about. I'm not sure if you guys will know it or not. It came out in 2013 as a single. I think the album was 2012. I know this song because I saw her sing it on Saturday Night Live, and that would be the version that I would listen to if I was going to listen to it. It's a ballad called Stay by Rihanna.
Once again, Rihanna.
Oh,
never see the light. It's hard to know which one of us is caving.
Actually, I kind of like this one too, BJ. I'm on board with this.
Yeah, it's a really good ballad.
Are you ready for the next one? I think you guys have danced all around this one too, and I don't think anybody's picked this one. But when I was 15, 16, and this came out in the summer, I was all about this song. And it is Paula Abdul from her Spellbound album, Rush, Rush.
Song I did never liked at all.
Hurry, hurry, come to me. Rush, rush. Yeah, it's a little saccharine, especially when they do the musical breakdown with the violins.
You know what? You know, violins. Have you ever like gotten to like one of those places in your life where just things like couldn't get any worse, and you know you're supposed to try, and then you just stop trying? That's when this song plays.
Maybe that's where I was when I was 16 and this came out. I couldn't tell you, but yeah, I have Spellbound to this day, and if I come across it, I'll throw that shit on and listen to it, and I'm not ashamed of it.
May God have mercy on your soul.
Well, Promise of a New Day is good.
I like that one too. You know, see, that was a number one hit. That was probably your last number one hit, if I'm not mistaken.
And
you know, on the TV and the radio. She was young, her heart was pure, but every night it's bright she got. She said sugar sweet, she got me rapping to the beat. Then I knew that she was hot. She was singing, don't turn around.
Uh-oh. Dark Commissar. Dar Commissar.
Oh, After the Fire?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good tune, dude.
Don't turn around.
That's a cover of a Falco song. The Rock Me Amadeus guy.
Song. You are correct. This guy knows his history.
You should listen to his podcast. You should listen to Rock and or Roll. Every chance you get, you'll learn a lot of stuff.
What is that show I should listen to?
Rock and or Roll.
That's just fine.
That's. I've always loved this song. That's a great song.
Yeah, it's one of those things, though, you know, contextually, you know, if I'm driving somewhere and I've got this blasting, I've got to, like, if I get to a red light, it depends on what community I'm in. I got to know whether I need to kind of roll up the window a bit.
So that's your litmus test, huh?
Yeah, especially when they go, cha, cha. You know, I get, it's like two hot women next to me, and, like, that's, like, blasting. Like, I would probably not look in their direction in a real braggadocious kind of way.
That might up the dork factor a little.
I'm saying.
But I would just look at them kind of confrontationally and be like, what? You don't like fucking Dark Commissar? What?
Hostility there, Randy.
You know, I totally could have picked Rock Me Amadeus, but I hadn't thought of it. I could definitely pick that, put that on my list.
Well, you know, my favorite verse about that he does in that song is a poker on the letter roots is a record years like a miller in the star and come and rock me up with that.
Yeah, we like that one. That would be a good pick. Hey, you might want to reserve that for your next show of No Shame.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Now I've already.
Now, then whether you're going to pick the one with the narration or not.
Or the yeah. I'll pick the German version.
Dark Commissar.
How many more picks do I get, BJ?
Yeah, I think we're on our last one now.
We're on the very last one?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We made it to 10, yeah.
Okay, so it's your time.
Yeah,
your
my time. Last pick, I really picked something that I actually am embarrassed to admit I like, but this is more just for personal reasons, because this is probably less embarrassing to most people than everything, all my other picks, but since I have this burning hatred for this thing they call nu metal, N-U metal, yeah. You know?
Awful.
But there's this band, there's this song that I heard, I didn't know who it was by, and I liked it, and then I Googled it and found out who it was by, and then I had to decide whether or not I still liked it. It's a song called Lifeline. I think it's from 2009.
Oh,
I hate this band just for their name alone. I don't need any other reason to hate them than the fact that they're called Papa Roach. That's enough. That's enough for me to hate them right there.
That's shame inspiring.
They have an album called Infest that was given to me when I was working in the advertising industry. And I believe I used it at a fireworks show back in 2002 or 3. God awful, BJ.
But yeah, I hate God this band. I hate this kind of music, this nu metal shit. But this is a really good song. I have to admit, I really like this song by Papa Roach for some reason. You know, like Tom Petty said, even the losers get lucky sometimes. And I think that describes this perfectly. They pulled this one out of their ass somehow. For some reason, they decided to write a decent song. I don't know how it happened, but I have to admit. And, you know, one of the things that I can't get past with nu metal is the vocals. But, the vocals on this song aren't bad. They don't have some kind of bullshit affect or whatever. Guys like the guy from Stained, and the way they sing just drives me nuts.
Orn, the like.
But it's like a poppy song. Yeah, it's like an upbeat song. It's very melodic. The vocals aren't bad. It's not down-tuned to a startling degree. They're just all the bad shit about nu metal is not present in this song, and I just really like it, but I hate to admit it. So, I mean, this is the hardest one that I've for me to admit, so that's why I brought it up. Because here I am really admitting to something I don't want to admit to.
I think he's had a breakthrough.
Well, he's got an open mind. So when you listen to our country music episode, maybe you'll have an open mind about that as well.
Hey, BJ, are there any pillows over there? Because you can hug one of those. It's okay.
Well, I got to tell you, as long as you don't play Rascal Flatts on your country music episode, then...
Oh, wow. I don't think we play him.
You know, the glorious part about that is I don't think I would actually know a Rascal Flatts song if I heard it.
So there you go.
You know what you should do is, on YouTube, find the bad lip-reading version of... It's Rascal Flatts and Justin Bieber did a song together. Bad lip reading, they watch their lips and they write different words and write a whole new song that fits to the way their mouths move.
That's awesome.
It's really hilarious. That's really funny.
I will Google that in my free time.
I'm trying to remember what it's called, but if you just look up like Rascal Flatts bad lip reading, I'm sure you'll find it.
If I put Bieber and Rascal Flatts, it'll come right up, I assume.
Well, you definitely don't want to hear whatever the original song was. Definitely don't click on that, but...
That sounds like a dare.
Oh, it's called Hot Jumpin' Beans. That's what it's called. Hot Jumpin' Beans.
Hot Jumpin' Beans.
Yeah.
Let's do it! Jumping beans,
girl, no matter what I do, I'm gonna make you love
these hot jumping beans.
So sad that you don't care a thing about
these jumping beans.
Tell you,
pig's feet, yeah, and jumping beans,
jumping beans,
and red Kool-Aid. Yeah. This here's a real Ooh. Stuff.
I think you want them, take your beans.
She might not want them.
Well, hot jumping beans,
hot jumping beans.
Share
high five, yeah, yeah.
Horses,
palominos,
insects,
nah, nah, nah,
and jumping beans,
jumping beans, yeah.
Hot jumping beans, my jumping
One shoe is too big.
Man, I don't know if I should pick the worst song or the one that makes me look the best. I don't know.
The worst.
You want me to pick the very worst song on here?
Now, he's saying that just because of his share. He's like, please.
Take the spotlight off of me. All right, BJ, I got your back, buddy.
They come and go, like your words that once rang true, just like the love I thought I found in you. And I remember the thunder talking about the fire in your eyes, but you
God, the song's terrible, but I have a soft spot in my heart for it. I listen to it and I sing it out loud. And in the video, she's like half naked in this shit. So play that one.
That's not so bad, actually.
Wow, I am amazed.
Not terrible.
I thought that was awful.
And that, you know, if you think about like those heart songs we were talking about, that song sounds exactly like one of those songs.
It does. Really. I wouldn't be surprised if they were written by the same person.
They would have to be.
Yeah, Diane Warren maybe wrote that. I'm not sure.
That has her fucking fingerprints all over it, doesn't it? Man.
We need to find Diane Warren.
I am a sucker for a Diane Warren mid-80s ballad. Delivered by Hart, Cher.
Oh.
And that's my picks.
Wow, I didn't even know this. That song was originally recorded by Laura Branigan.
No,
wow,
kidding.
Laura.
That in makes 86, a lot. And then Cher did it in 87.
Yeah, Self Control. Laura.
And it was written by Laura Branigan and, wait for it,
let's see. You are Michael Bolton?
Yeah.
Is that your real name? Are you any relation to the pop singer?
No, it's just a coincidence.
Vic, I'll be honest with you. I love his music. I do. I'm a Michael Bolton fan.
Michael Bolton from the planet Bolton. But yeah, I love this shit, and that's my last one. Dan, you better have something somewhat embarrassing.
This is where I'm actually kind of owning up to one song here. I remember like I was having a low moment the other week, and I put on the video, and I hadn't seen it since since the video was out. The guy says a couple of words like, I can't remember, something like, take a look at me now. There's nothing else to say, and there's nothing left here to remind me, just a memory of your face.
Yeah, I love that song. Yeah.
I love that song as well. In fact, I mentioned that song, I think, on the earlier No Shame episode.
Let you leave without a trace. When I stand here taking every breath with you, ooh, you're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? 'Cause we share laughter and the pain, and even shed the tears.
just make you turn around. Turn around and see me cry. There's so much I need to say to you. So many reasons why.
So BJ, can you put this on the air?
And now to play us out.
What does that mean? To play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, so here at the end of the show, I don't know, what song do you think we should play, guys? I was thinking I'd like to hear that version of I Found Someone by Laura Branigan, the original.
I would be very curious to hear it.
Oh, because, yeah, that sounds really good,
because if Cher did it good, I can only imagine she did it better.
All props to Laura Branigan, yo.
She has
all
a
right,
lot of...
So I'm going to leave you with I Found Someone by Laura Branigan. Till next time.
back.